Track 3 and our headline stories. From the Mid-Devon, paddle out protest to send a clear message on sewage pollution. Campaigners against sewage pollution are heading to Tynmouth this weekend for two special events designed to raise awareness of the need to tackle sewage pollution. On Saturday, protesters will be gathering at the pier on Tynmouth seafront as part of a series of national paddle out protests organised by Surfers Against Sewage. Stuart Reynolds, chairman of environment group Friends of the River Teen, will address the meeting before water users take to the sea. Penny Lloyd, Tynmouth Town Councillor, who is helping to organise the event, said, "We hope as many sea swimmers, paddleboarders, surfers, rowers, kayakers and anglers will join us to demand faster action to prevent sewage dumping on local beaches." On Sunday, Exmouth campaigner Joe Bateman, who is currently suing South West Water, will be visiting Tynmouth for a special screening of Joe in the Water at the Pavilions in Tynmouth. This documentary shows her starting out as a lone campaigner on a journey that leads to her addressing a huge crowd in Parliament Square. Friends of the River Teen has arranged the special screening to be followed by a question and answer session with Joe herself and the film's director, Pip Piper. Stuart explained, "Tynmouth has recently been affected by a significant pollution event at Gales Hill over the recent Easter holidays. We want to send a clear message that sewage pollution is no longer acceptable. The recent pollution incident at Gales Hill was initially reported by members of the Friends of the River Teen. Water testing by the group indicated very high levels of E. coli. The discovery led to an alert being issued by the Environment Agency against bathing at Sheldon Beach."
Patients reassured over sale of buildings. Patients in Tynmouth have been reassured that their care will be unaffected by the sale of two surgeries. Both Riverside in Sheldon and Glendevon in Tynmouth, part of Channel View Surgery, are on the market. Glendevon in Carlton Road, listed at £345,000, is already under offer, while the Sheldon site in Albion Street is on the market for £550,000. Both are being marketed by commercial agents Bettisworths. Channel View bosses say the sale will not affect its patient services. A spokesman said, "We understand some patients may feel concerned or have questions following news that the Riverside and Glendevon buildings have been advertised for sale by the owner. Channel View Medical Group continues to provide services from all existing sites and no immediate changes are planned. The practice has leases in place for both buildings until June 2028, which means we keep delivering care from these locations as we do now for the foreseeable future. The Riverside and Glendevon buildings are owned by a third party. Channel View does not own these properties and is not involved or financially affected by any potential sale. We continue to consider our future premises options. This is to help ensure our buildings meet the needs of our patients and provide a safe, suitable environment for delivering care as well as supporting staff. At present, no decisions have been made and there are no confirmed plans for changes to location or services. GP appointments, appointment availability and access to care will be unaffected and the surgery says it its services will continue as normal. The surgery was to have moved into purpose-built premises in Tynmouth Town Centre as part of the health and wellbeing hub, which was planned by the NHS. But the future of the surgery was thrown into doubt after plans for the hub were scrapped due to spiralling costs. Both buildings are being marketed for sale as operational medical practices.
Anne elected new mayor of Dawlish. The new mayor for Dawlish for the coming year will be Councillor Anne Haywood, who was elected at the Town Council's annual meeting. Retiring Mayor Councillor Anthony James handed over the chains of office during the ceremony after reflecting on his year of service. Councillor Scott Williams was elected as Deputy Mayor for the forthcoming civic year, the first Green Councillor in Dawlish. The new Mayor's chosen charities for the year will be Dawlish Community Aid, Dawlish Community Larder and Dawlish Community Transport. A spokesman for the council said, "We wish the Mayor and Deputy Mayor every success in their new civic roles and look forward to supporting their work within the community through the year ahead." Outgoing Mayor Councillor Anthony James reflected on a fantastic year of community spirit, generosity and celebration across the town and wider parish. During the evening, Councillor James also presented this year's Dawlish Community Awards. The Individual Adult Award went to Anne Lee, who was recognised for her dedication to the community through running of toddler groups, supporting parents, preserving Dawlish history, playing a major role in the World War I project, organising tablet packet recycling across Dawlish, and volunteering with the Mothers' Union, Carnival and many other organisations. The Town Council spokesman said that her generosity with her time and unwavering commitment to Dawlish is truly inspiring. The organisation award went to Dawlish Action for Youth, which stepped in 2014 to save youth leisure and recreational provision when the Red Rock Youth Centre was at risk of closure. Since then, DAY has gone from strength to strength, delivering youth club activities for young people aged 8 and over and those with additional needs. A total of over £8,400 was raised through the year, and the retiring mayor presented cheques to the value of £2,800 each to his chosen mayoral charities, Assist Timbridge, Ames and the Strand Community Centre. Councillor James thanked everyone who'd supported him and helped him make a positive difference within the community.